This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 2nd, new month, second month of the NFL season. Patriots 2-1, looking to take on the Ravens this Sunday, Gillette Stadium. Big early season AFC matchup as we start to maybe have playoff ramifications long term. Paul Perillo with head-to-head tiebreakers. You know, I'm only looking ahead 13 weeks or so.
But you're right.
You never know what happens down the road, and you want to win these games if possible, especially when you host them.
That is true, Andy. You do want to win these games if possible.
Because you know what? 3-1 is better than 2-2. Moves this week. Big move, Paul.
Big.
Big move, I'm telling you. Maybe the biggest
the Sandsman
in the history of this podcast. Did we do a podcast after Randy Moss was acquired? No. So that is accurate. The biggest move in the history of this podcast, Terdell Sands acquired off the street. Defensive lineman who stands. The release I hold says 6'7", 335, but he cleared that up yesterday. It's 5'20", which translates to 6'8", 355. Hey. The largest human being that has ever walked through the Gillette Stadium locker room created a buzz this week. Paul Perillo, players, media, everybody just in awe. Kevin Falk called him Andre the Giant. He is just, what did Dan Coben say, mountain? He hadn't had to block the mountain yet during practice.
I asked
practice.
Him if he had to block him yet, and he said, no, I haven't gone up against Gigantor.
He said he's playing some nose and some three technique. It'll be interesting to see because I've never seen a man that tall try to get that low on a football field. Obviously, in the trenches, it's about leverage. Paul Perillo, his career spent mostly in, where else do we get players? Come on.
Oakland.
There's only one place, Oakland. The Oakland Raiders, last six seasons,
you know,
he's an 8-year
veteran.
We've got
to start making fun of that, though, because they haven't all really worked out well. For every Randy Moss, there's three Doug Gabriels.
I don't know if you know, the Raiders suck.
Yeah.
We keep acquiring players from a team that stinks. I know we like to say it's all coaching. Sometimes you got to have the players. The Raiders don't have the players. Patriots are getting those players. But Terdell Sands was in training camp with Oakland, got waived. He's a former seventh-round pick out of Tennessee Chattanooga, which is where he was, Chattanooga, waiting for the call from the Patriots. 76 games in his career, 12 starts, 95 tackles, 4 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, an interception. Imagine that, an interception.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
He probably looked down to grab it out of his belly when the quarterback threw it at him. He's so tall. 10 passes defense. Formerly lined up at times in Oakland with Ted Washington. Imagine
which
that
front. I can't even imagine watching
who
that.
Who ran the ball? I mean, really. People thought BC had a line last year with Raji and Brace. I mean, that's that on steroids. Unbelievable. To make room for Sands on the roster, the team released linebacker Prescott Burgess, but stay tuned because Prescott Burgess was added to the practice squad a day later.
Your little cliffhangers in these podcasts aren't very entertaining.
And they released Paul. Can you guess who? Go ahead. Who'd they release?
Adrian Grady.
Yes.
Wow.
Defensive lineman.
I really pulled that one out of my butt.
That few
I had
people
no idea.
Had heard of. Kind of the opposite end of the defensive line spectrum. 6'1", 290, they released him. You went talking to him, you realized he was a little smaller when you had interviewed him for the story you wrote on him. What do you think
Wouldn't
of Terdell Sands?
Fell on him.
Obviously, the talk this week, Vince Wilfork sprained an ankle against the Falcons, limped off in the first half, didn't play in the second, didn't practice Wednesday, didn't practice Thursday. But
however,
Friday was on the practice field during media portion. Bill Belichick kind of called him questionable, even though the true injury report hasn't come out yet in his press conference. Actually was on a scout kick coverage team.
Everybody,
down.
We should add,
everybody was out there.
Was out there for practice today.
Gerard
during
Mayo.
During the media portion, we
right.
should stress. So that doesn't mean we'll find out what the injury report says
Gerard
later.
Mayo's
but
not
even
playing.
Gerard Mayo was out there today.
Gerard Mayo's not playing.
Would
Vince
not
Wilfork.
Speak to the media, however, after practice.
Talk to me about the nose tackles, Vince Wilfork and Terdell Sands.
Well,
which either, both, neither do we see on the field Sunday?
Yeah, I think there's if I had to lean one way, I would say neither.
Me too.
I don't think that Vince Wilfork is going to play. I think there's a chance that he does. I'm not ruling it out, as Bill would say, but I just think a big 350-pound guy, Andy, you and I said this immediately when it happened. He missed almost the entire game against Atlanta. He's a big, big guy with an ankle problem. I don't think that bodes well for an immediate return. I don't think it's a long-term thing. I don't think he's going to be out a month or anything like that, but I think maybe you err on the side of caution. He sits out. And with Sands, I just can't imagine he's picked up enough to really warrant a, a spot on the 45-man active roster on Sunday. I think you give him a little.
You don't think he's on special teams covering kicks?
Yeah,
punts,
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Ooh,
Gunner
field goal block. He's already up there.
You know, you get him a week, and you know maybe he could contribute for you know from a depth standpoint.
Okay, let's play
forward.
The same game.
I go Myron Pryor, Ron Brace, Mike Wright, those guys.
Well, Wright's a starter, so he'll be out there.
No,
but
I'm
yeah,
talking
the
about
two
those
rookies.
Guys, you know, a little rotation there with the interior guys.
We'll see if Brace can work his way out of the doghouse or the second team or whatever he's been on, because he has clearly been behind Myron Pryor when it comes to reps at defensive tackle. Play the same game, Paul Perullo.
Ooh,
both.
I don't like these.
Neither, either, or. Randy Moss and Wes Welker. Banged up last week.
Both.
Moss gutted it out.
Both play.
Welker was on the practice field. Moss, Bill said, is doing a lot better this week in his press conference. So you think both of them will be on the field because that's obviously a key to the offense.
I think they both will. I don't know how effective both will be. But Welker talked at length today after practice. You know, doesn't seem like he is 100% by any stretch. But I think based on his tone and some of the comments that he made, I think he expects to play. And we'll find out on Sunday. With Moss, I agree with you know what you just said, what Bill had mentioned. Really gutted it out on Sunday. And Karen Garrigan, the Boston Herald, had a nice piece on Randy in today's papers. In case people didn't hear, he was amazed that he was able to play. Randy was. Said on Monday he couldn't even walk. At times on Sunday he couldn't get his arms over his head, yet went out and caught 10 passes and was really instrumental. So the fact that Bill said he's feeling a little bit better this week, obviously a good sign. I think they both play. How effective both end up performing remains to be seen.
And it remains to be seen what happens on Sunday, Paul, because that's all the moves I got this week.
A lot of moves, though.
Big moves.
Interesting.
When you talk about Terdell Sands, everything he does is big because he's the biggest human being.
And
that's
it
ever
all relates.
Team.
The injuries relate to the roster, which is why it's the roster report.
Yeah, see, they're intertwined because it's not just the 53. It's also the game day 45-man active
roster
we're
really,
talking about
here. When you're looking at it for the entire season, it's more like 60 or 65.
Which is why guys like Adrian Grady are such a key part of this team and why you so fell in love with him. And I think you had a feature on the way. You were right. About to finish it, right,
honestly,
for the next PFW?
Couldn't tell you what the man looked like.
We don't mean to mock you, Adrian. You've gone farther in your career than we ever will, so take solace in that. You're a success. We'll find out Sunday if the Patriots are a success. The 3-0 Baltimore Ravens, Joe Flacco soaring into town. Harbaugh got him playing well, balanced offense, defense, running game, passing game. By far the biggest challenge the Patriots have faced yet this season, and maybe all year long, depending on how the schedule plays out moving forward. 1 o'clock, we'll find out what the identity is of the New England Patriots. For Paul Perullo, Andy Hart, another Patriots.com roster report in the books. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime. For more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.